rocket ship. Three spacemen grabbed me and gave me a flip. I ran over to the edge of the moon. The gravity way I fell into a deep lagoon. It was a 50 mil a time. It was a 50 mil a time. It was a 50 mil a time. Hydrogen, like the rating atomic bomb. Well, I landed at the bottom of a deep dark crater. Face to face with a space alligator. The alligator with me, I got all the sea. There's a motherfucker exploded and it swallowed me. It was a 50 mil a time. It was a 50 mil a time. It was a 50 mil a time. A hydrogen, like the radium atomic bomb.
Sing along. Ladies and gentlemen, the Queen Haters.
Yes.
Here.
This gives me
this what? Little light dog.
I cannot sing it for him.
You can't what, dear?
I cannot sing it for him.
You can't sing it for
she
him?
She says she's going to.
Very good. That's good. All right. Let's do it together. Let's start again. One. This little light. Point to the light. Light way up there.
No.
Very good. This little
light.
Of
no.
And the light is
gonna let it shine. This little little
light on the
point to the light. Where's the light? Light. Good.
Light.
Light of mine.
Mine.
I'm gonna let it shake. Carl? This little, where's the light? Where's the light? Way up there. Way up, yes. Light, Josh.
Nothing.
Light. Light, Josh.
Light.
No. Good. Light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it clap. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. I didn't hear you. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let now everywhere I go. Now we're going to make our arms go all around the room. Everybody, all around the room, and you're going to go everywhere all around this room.
Oh
yes, Paul, that's wonderful. Very good. Yes, Carl, Joyce, are you going to dance and go all around the room? Joe, the way the words of the song go, all around the room again.
Yeah.
I like modern art and the music. These are the sounds of today.
Kids eat Armor hot dogs.
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks, dog kids, sissy kids,
even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs, the dogs kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go. When kids bite dogs, they yell,
hooray for hot dogs,
Armor hot dogs,
the dogs,
kids love to bite. Yeah, play that air banjo.
Slappy? Chuckle up! You're listening to
the Cheek and Tongues
Radio Show live from
Toronto,
Canada. Whoa, and I'm in the red. Listen to me. Oh, yeah. DJ Kratoven and Barno in the house. We are high above the Queen Elizabeth Expressway.
Oh, he's getting up.
Yeah, I'm staring at the window. If you were on the east side traveling toward the west side, you could see me standing up here on story 28 doing a little wiggly dance for you with my microphone. I'm holding it in my hand.
Yeah, not even I'm looking at that.
Whoopity-doopity. We're on the radio live above Toronto. Hey, this is the grocery shopping episode.
And our 167th episode.
Oh, my goodness. That's a big number.
Yeah, that is.
167.
167.
Wow, that's almost as old as I am. I get womp, no womp. Reaction. I get no reaction.
Womp, womp. Womp, womp.
So DJ Kratoven and I had to get some food in this joint. So we went grocery shopping and we took pictures along the way, and Cray will be posting them. No, she thought that was embarrassing.
At the grocery store, you wouldn't hold up every single thing that we were buying. And I was like, you know what? Not the time.
Hey, man, I'm an influencer. I don't know about you.
I am not an influencer.
You're just under the influence. All right, let's talk about the songs that we just heard. I feel like my mic is getting hot. It's so hot. We started the set with Devo, as we always do. And then the Evolution Control Committee with Star Spangled Baloney. Baloney is spelled weird, isn't it? It's like
With the G and everything. Yeah.
Bologna. Like, people Bologna. Don't know how to spell shopping. P-S-H-Y-O-P-P-P. P-P-P-I-N-G. Shopping. Doritos and Fritos by 100 Gex. And we actually did pick up some Doritos.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you've heard this one on our show before.
Oh. Yeah, I got to play every episode.
Every episode, it seems.
Oh, man. I get so much hate for playing some of the same songs, but some of the songs are good, damn good songs, and they deserve repeat plays. Look, if Ken can play Breaking the Toilet every freaking episode, I can play Doritos and Fritos every...
Hey, we're not naming names.
Oh. I didn't say Ken who.
Ken who?
Ken who? We heard pick by a selection by DJ Kratoven.
Yeah, we heard Apple by Toa Tay and Sheena Ringo.
Sheena Ringo.
And
Toa Tay. Any relation?
No.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. Wow, our listeners are dropping like flies. We better play some music before we lose everybody. What a fun time. Hey, and if you...
What a fun time.
What a fun time. And hey, if you're above the... Queen Elizabeth Expressway.
He's mooning everyone right now.
Bum in the window. We should go to the balcony, to the fake patois. All right, we're going to keep it going. I will shut my mouth now.
So sad. It's so sad.
The following presentation is brought to you by TV Tune, the proud makers of television's greatest hits. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Snap! What a happy sound! Snap is the happiest sound I've found. You may clap, rap, tap, slap, but snap makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, crackle.
Krispies. I say it's crackle, the crispy sound. You gotta have crackle or the clock's not wound. Geese cackle, feathers tickle, belts buckle, beets pickle, but crackle makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, pop, right, Krispies. I insist that pop's the sound. The best is missed unless pop's around. You can't stop popping when the cereal's popping. Pop makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. Kellogg's best to you.
Now breakfast by the Evolution Control Committee.
This quick. Pancake. Waffle. This quick. Pancake. Waffle. This quick. Pancake. Waffle. Amphetamine, the omelet on a cold summer day. Polyurethane toast and dirt flambé.
It's a, you know, it's kind of get funky. Check it out. I'm the B-I-Z, and it goes like this. Eating a bowl of cereals on top of a list. Forget eating lunch, I like the munch on a stupid big bowl of Captain Crunch. Whether it's peanut butter, crunch berries, or regular. Feels real good, going past my jugular. I go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Eat whole box of cereal down to the dust. Cookie Crisp, Sugar Crisp, and Sugar Smacks. Wheat, rice, corn, and bran checks, I like the tax. I like Rice Krispies and cornflakes with the frosted. When I had Count Chocolate, I lost it. I get 3 scoops of raisins with my Raisin Bran. I wonder what cereal they eat in Japan. No matter what it is, I know it's sweet. From hood to hood, from city to street. I like cereal, you like cereal. No matter who you are, they all like cereal. I like cereal, you like cereal. No matter who you are, you all like cereal. I like cereal, you like cereal. No matter who you are, we all like cereal. I like cereal. Since we on the subject of cereal, here's some four funky fresh material. Great nuts take too long to chew, and all brand cereals make me doo-doo. But I can eat a whole box of Honey Nut Cheerios, and some of brand cereals taste like toast. I like the crunch called Cinnamon Toast, but alphabet, I can spell my name from coast to coast. Frosty mini wheats make me do the funky beat, like, ow, ow, get you out your seats. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, I can eat cereal any time of day, like Fat Albert said. Hey, anything else is just a bunch of blase. They say breakfast is the most important meal, so you might as well start off with a bowl of cereal. DJ Yoda, tell them what you have for breakfast this morning.
It's not time for breakfast.
it's a banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. And when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. You can put them in a pie. Any way you want to eat them, it's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator. To have bananas that are fully ripe, you must be absolutely sure to take them home and let them ripen at any temperature.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Eat, 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 eat
chicka.
Occasional steak
goes on my plate. Asparagus tips look yummy, yummy, yummy.
Candy yams inside my tummy.
A collage of good eats. Some snacks, some nice treats.
Apple sauce and some nice red beets.
This is what we snacked on when we're questing.
No second guessing.
I don't eat no ham and eggs. Got your high cholesterol.
A doggone turkey. Beef jerky, Slim Jims I eat sometimes. I like lemon and limes. And if not that, I get the roti and the sour something. Sit back, relax, listen to some hip-hop.
Gumdrops and gummy bears tease my eyes. A sight for sore ones and so up highs. And other goodies that are filled with glue. With pineapple roots, delectable delights. Controls my appetites. My says, boy, eat right, but I know what I like. Chicken for lunch, chicken for my dinner. Chicken, 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 I'm a finger licking winner. When breakfast time comes, I don't recognize. Pig in the pan or a pair of bogey shies. Princess new tomatoes, home fried potatoes, or anything with flair. Cook it, I'm in there. Pay attention to the tribe as we impose. This is how it goes.
I don't eat no ham and eggs.
Chuckle up. Chuckle up, DJ Kratovic. Do you know why we're chuckling up?
Why?
Because it's the Cheek and Tongues radio show DJ Kratovic and Barno live from Toronto, Ontario, high above 28 stories above.
28 stories.
Hey, you gotta be fast. You gotta think fast on your feet when you're a professional DJ like me with millions and millions of listeners all around the world.
That's right.
Right now we have to think quickly. Hi, 28 stories high above the Queen Elizabeth Expressway. If you are heading westbound and you're on the east side, just above Queens Key Road, you can see me dancing up there with my microphone. Hey, we'll be back to pick you up later. It's Mr. Microphone.
What?
I played it last week. You've forgotten already. Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later. That's me up there, 28 stories. Here we go. Hey, did you happen to look out the window and notice they're filming a movie in the parking lot across the street?
Yeah, I tried looking up. There's like a, on the Toronto, the city of Toronto site.
Yeah.
They're like current productions happening in the city. And I tried looking up that, the what's on the trailer.
Oh, the logo. The, what is that? Williams something? William Williamson?
And
Will Williamson. No, I don't know. But yeah.
Find it.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, I'm keeping my eye. Who are some big...
Yeah, isn't this riveting?
Who are some big Canadian movie stars that we might see coming out of one of those trailers to go over to the catering truck? I think we should try to go to the catering truck tomorrow.
I think that would be such a bad idea.
Just be like... We'll wear like really cool sunglasses. Oh, and robes. Like we just came out of our trailer. Smoking a cigarette on a long stick. Yes.
With hair curlers.
And a cup of coffee filled with tequila. Yes, I'd like a burrito. Do you have sushi? Is this a sushi wagon? What did we just listen to, DJ? Do you want DJ Kratovic, do you want me to run down the
sure.
songs? All right, we listened to Ironing Music. That was one of my selection. Shopping by Shopping Bag Woman, which is one of my favorite songs of all time. It's just very dear to my heart. No, that was one DJ Kratovic curated. Your hair looks really good. It looks very layered.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody in Radioland can see it too and is saying the same thing.
If they're not, they're missing out. She's got those headphones on, like one of those hair bands. And her hair is kicking out the back like fire, like layered layers of fire.
So, yeah, I picked
Ironing
Music.
Thanks, Volcano Face.
Ironing Music, Shopping Bag. I think it's women.
Women?
If I'm not mistaken, and not woman.
Oh. Boop-a-doop-doop.
Oh, sorry. I've been getting into Ironing Music a little bit. And when I heard that the theme was going to be grocery shopping, I said, I have just the song.
Yeah, you did. And I did, too. I was like, Evolution Control Committee, breakfast. And then I was like, DJ Yoda, breakfast cereal. And I don't know, on the record, on the track, it doesn't list the featuring the diabolical Abyss Marquee, but obviously that's he himself and he. Stark Effect with Eeples and Beninis. I knew I was going to play this one right away. When we were on the way to the grocery today, and I was like, we should make this a thing. And you were like, yeah, I'll take pictures of you at the grocery store. And then you wouldn't. Yeah, where's my partner when I need? And then you selected a great one back from my early years, A Tribe Called Quest with Ham and Eggs.
Yes, we both picked that one.
Yeah, we picked that one.
What more?
That's one of the few rap albums that your mother enjoyed. in the early. Now she's picked up on a lot of it. She'll listen to the Beastie Boys now.
Yeah.
When we first started dating, I would hide my Beastie Boys cassettes because I didn't want her to know that I was a rebel, a loner.
Where did you put your Skinny Puppy CDs?
right there with the Beastie Boys hidden under my vinyl, the vinyl bench seat in my
vinyl
Dodge Aspen. Yeah, my Dodge Aspen. The women loved me for my cars. Yeah, the old Dodge Aspen with the slant six. Do you guys like cookies? I like cookies. Let's listen to a song about cookies. Yeah, and then somebody figure out who's filming right beside us down there. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 trailers down there. And plus a food catering truck. All right, I said something about cookies, and now I'm getting distracted. But here's some cookies.
Wednesday, baby. Have you seen my hair? Have you seen the nails? Will you see my hair?
Jack, there's a girl in this boxcar.
Why not?
Doggone female riding a freight train.
Yes, I am female. A dangerous female. So watch out.
Do you ever feel angry? Are you paralyzed by your anger? Do you feel yourself with butterflies in your stomach a lot? Do you get headaches? Are you really frustrated? Do you ever get to the point where you're going to blow up and you're afraid that if you blow up, you're going to blow away all your friends and all your coworkers? Chances are, all of this behavior is a symptom of the fact that you're not expressing your anger. We can assertively express our anger if we handle our anger assertively. Complain and complain and complain. I'm angry. So what do? I want rain. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rain. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rain.
your hoes in check. I got this girl and she wants me to duke her. I told her I'll come scoop her around 8, she said. That sounds great, shorty girl's a trooper. No matter what I need her to do, she be like, on his own throne, the boss like King Cooper. On the microphone, he flossed the ring. Average MCs is like a TV blooper. MF Doom, he's like DB Cooper. Out with the moolah, I let her get her outfit. Just to cool her off, she said niggas ain't about shit. I wonder if she meant it, I doubt it. The way it be in her mouth, she can't live without it. And can't live with this, handle your business. Villainous, stay on a scandalous whole shit list. One pack of cookies, please, Mr. Hooper. It's fun smacking rookies, he is the... Look like a black Wookiee when he let his beard grow. Weirdo, brown skin, it always kept his hair low. Rumors has it, it's a S-curl accident. Doom was always known to keep the best girls' backs bent. Some say it's the eyes, some say the accent. A lot of guys wonder where their stacks went. I call her thunder thighs with the fatty swoller. Only mess with high rollers, do what daddy told her. No matter the city, she with me to do the thang dang. Working the coochie hoochie, chitty chitty bang bang. Same name on the titty as on the name ring. Pretty like Baby D or all in the same gang. Keep my eye on her, really don't trust her, but I treat her like a daughter. Taught her how to bust a nut and the heat to turn beef to horse meat chalupa. Teach her how to hold it, of course he is the... See, most cats treat her like fufa, or beat her to a stupor. Take it from the... You need to make her feel cuter, and lay down the G like loofah. Everything will be... Do for her, keep her in a new fur, so she looks sweet when she go to meet the... Got the Buddha, get the Grenadiers, twist it, put it in the air, come in, kiss it. Listen here, Scooter, let her try to bag you when she's on the rag, never let her fry the ragu. Would you have you under some type of spell, crying dag, boo, her name on your back in a tattoo. Whether a bougie or a nerd, whole street chick, you don't call her wife if you met her at the freak, Nick. You don't want her, don't waste her time, I'll dupe her. And be a father to your child like the... He keep his hoes in check, sends him out to get glows from all frozen necks. Tell him take his clothes, leave him posing naked for real. Better yet, get him for the check off the record deal. Find out where he keep the tech and the blue steel. Make sure for extra rec, let him know how you feel. And while he's running down to All-Star Weekend to ball, I'm coming with the U-Ball.
Give me fish, just any time, skin chicken. That's all you will do.
Listening to the Cheek and Tongues radio show with DJ Craytoven and Barno. Yay!
Oh, that was a nice little hook at the end.
Ooh, you like that. Yeah, like I said, you got to keep the millions of listeners happy.
Yeah, millions and billions.
And they're all honking their horn for me.
And kajillions. We're basically like the new Howard Stern.
Here, let me fart into the microphone. Yeah. There you go, Howard Stern Show. Baba Booey. What?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Do the job. Do the thing.
All right. We heard Micropop with Love Cookie.
Micropop with Love
the
Cookie.
The Evolution Control Committee.
The Evolution Control Committee.
Kenny Young and the Eggplants. Tell us about that one.
Kenny Young and the Eggplants, they are a very fun band, and they are a fan of the show. And I saw that they had a song called The Cookie Song, which they always have really funny songs, but somehow this was an instrumental. Especially when it's The Cookie Song, a.k.a. Wee Bit Cookie. I thought, oh, it's definitely going to be funny, and it was an instrumental. Kenny Young and the Eggplants.
All right. Then we heard MF Doom with
Hook. Is that Kenny G? And the Eggplants, a little instrumental.
Then we heard Beyonce with a Vegetarian No Cholesterol Ho. And then we heard Tony Basil with
Shopping A to
C. And then we heard the Evolution Control Committee with Lunch. And it is 9 p.m. on the dot.
It is 9 p.m.
Say goodbye.
It's time for Dime Store Radio Theater with Austin Rich. Hey, have a great week. Bye. Stick around. Bye. For Austin Rich, have a cheeky weeky.
Tina's Jungle Room and Mid Valley Mutations proudly present.
Meanwhile,
Tina's Jungle Room and Mid Valley Mutations proudly present. Dime Store Radio Theater. Our first installment this week, That Rascally Raconteur. Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, the John Blackwell case.
Portions of the following are transcribed. Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Is this the Diamond Detective Agency?
Yeah. Down, up, round and down.
Mr. Diamond, I presume?
Yes, and maybe no. Down, up, round and round.
Yeah, I don't understand you.
Yes, I'm Diamond, and you're not presuming on me, not if you're a client.
Well, no, that's not what I mean. What is that object you're playing with?
This is a yo-yo. You make it go down, up, round, and down. See?
Yes. But I came in on business, Mr. Diamond. I want to hire you.
Just drop it like this. Down, up.
As a detective.
Oh. Well, $100 a day in expenses, and I throw in the yo-yo lessons free.
Give me the Mr. Diamond. Are you in a business?
Do you have the $100 a day?
I do.
I am.
That's fine.
Your name?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
Goodbye.
Will you kindly put that thing away? I have a terrible head.
Oh, I don't know. It's not so bad. Carve it yourself.
Why, you insufferable...
Now, wait a minute. Until we've had a formal introduction, the word insufferable is your ticket.
You either tell me your name or what you want me to do, or let me get back to my practicing.
I should find another detective, but you came highly recommended, so... Oh.
Borrowed. So, now that I've conquered your coyness, what's the pitch?
Pitch? Oh, you mean my assignment. Oh, it's very simple, but first, I must insist that no word of this conversation leaves your office.
So far, no one would believe it anyhow. But my ethics are in good order, Mr. Johns.
Good. This must be kept very secret.
Shall I pull down the blinds and stuff the keyhole?
Oh, that shan't be necessary, thank you.
Your secret is...
Murder, Mr. Diamond.
Oh, I just knew you were going to say that.
Where's the corpse?
The corpse? Oh, that's what I came to you for. I want to have professional advice on every angle before I kill. Now, you've had police experience.
Unless my hearing aid's on the blink, you're saying you want to commit a murder.
Not want. I'm going to. This evening.
Oh.
What do you want me for, the victim?
Oh, I have the victim, the opportunity, method, and the man to handle the details. However, I want to be sure that I'm not tripped up by my lack of foresight to police procedures.
Sure, yeah.
Whom are you calling?
The police, but you'll probably get sent to Bellevue.
Mr. Diamond, your ethics.
Ethics about concealing or helping a murder or free passage to Sing Sing.
The phone. Put it down, quickly.
Oh, my. Isn't that shiny? A real gun. Those things are illegal, you know. Must you shake it so much?
Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Oh, Swell, you're nervous.
Quiet. I'm thinking. This visit has obviously been an error, but perhaps not a fatal one. Let's see. I have it. Into the closet.
What? With my bicycle? It'll be too crowded.
Your bicycle?
Oh, my exercise bicycle. There's my rowing board and
all
my weight.
Oh, be quiet. Stop walking.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Now open that door.
Oh, okay.
Now that bicycle. It has a seat?
Well, yes.
Sit on it.
So the Diamond Detective Agency sat in the stuffy closet listening to the sound of the desk being pulled over and jammed against the door. Not having anything better to do except call myself names, I rode. On my fifth lap around the world, I gave birth to a brainchild and began applying the art of leverage against the blockaded door using both legs and the flat of my back. Result? A Charlie horse. On the third lap following, I came up with something more substantial. A heavy barbell. Four smashes and three torn ligaments later, the thin door collapsed over the desk, blocking it. I picked my way over the debris, trying to focus my eyes to the light. By instinct, more than sight, I found the phone. But as I reached to pick it up, I suddenly realized I was shaking hands with someone.
Back up, Diamond.
Oh, this is getting ridiculous. All my clients waving guns at me.
I'm no client, Diamond. Mr. Johns once I should keep you company for a while.
Oh, well, you're a small one.
This gun makes me a big one, Diamond. Real big. That's why my nickname is Big Man, even though I'm only 4 feet tall.
Well, maybe I could help you. I've got a lot of exercise things.
Be funny or shut up.
How about a few yo-yo lessons?
See, it's very funny. Shut up.
Big Man, what would happen if I took that gun away from you?
You want to try?
I was giving it a thought. But on second thought, no.
Yeah, smart Shamus. I can empty this magazine in your stomach before you make two steps.
Rick, Oh, I didn't know you had a client.
Take it easy, Diamond. I got a gun in my pocket.
Helen, baby, come in. Meet Big Man McCarthy, an old pal from PS69. Big Man, this is Miss Asher. Oh,
yes, delighted, Mr. McCarthy.
Hey, same here, chick. Say, pal, you got good taste. Some built.
Such a flatterer. Rick, what happened to your closet?
The termites broke my non-aggression pact. What's on your mind, baby?
Well, I came to see if you were ready for the benefit tonight. You are, aren't you?
Oh, well, am I? Just watch this new yo-yo trick. They call it Round the World.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, really?